Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Nakes applauds MOE over stance against Pakistan Nakes applauds MOE over stance against partisan teachers. 50-year-old man rapes 23-year-old mentally challenged girl. Nupes backs Matera Boys secondary management. And government reaffirms commitment to youth empowerment. In international news, US-Iran talks in Pakistan end without breakthrough. In sport, Haluwono availability of fully fit squad will be key against Brazil. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has commended the Ministry of Education on its strong stance against partisan teachers after pictures of partisan teachers regrettably went viral on social media. NACEZ says the move by Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary for Administration, Norian Muneku, to sternly warn teachers engaging themselves in partisan politics is important, timely, and commendable. NACEZ Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa says in a statement that Section 3 of the Code of Ethics for Teachers clearly states the values of the profession and the terms of conditions of service for public servants and the need for teachers to be politically neutral. He has since advised teachers that as Zambia nears Election Day, safeguarding the neutrality, integrity and professional standing of teachers will be critical by nature. Politics are divisive and can easily destroy the most important profession in the world.
Would also want to say that it's quite disappointing that the Teaching Service Commission and the Teaching Council of Zambia have remained quiet over this very important matter. The Teaching Service Commission, being the employer of teachers, needed to be the first to condemn this behavior, and the Teaching Council of Zambia, being the regulator of teachers, should have weighed in strongly on this matter. And we want to appeal to the two bodies to say something about this matter or risk the tag of being too compromised for public service. And as we go towards the crucial elections in August, we want to say that it will be very, very crucial for the country to safeguard the professional standing.
A 23-year-old woman who is mentally challenged is believed to have been raped by a 50-year-old man who is physically challenged in Eastern Province. This happened in Longeni village of Mpezeni Chiefdom in Chipata district yesterday, the 11th of April 2026, between 10 and 11 hours. Brief information on the matter is that the mentally challenged girl was home when the 50-year-old physically challenged perpetrator went to ask her to follow him. They both went into the bush near their village graveyard where the perpetrator had carnal knowledge with the victim. As the act was ongoing, two individuals heard some noise and went to check on what was happening, only to find the two in the act. It was at this point that the two men went to tell the mother of the girl about what they saw in the bush when the mother heard, immediately rushing to the bush where both the victim and perpetrator were found. She then organized transport to take her daughter to Mwami Hospital, and the matter was reported to the police. Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the incident to Zambian News and Information Services, ZANIS. Mr. Mwemba says no arrest has been made so far, but that a police medical report form was issued to the girl. The opposition People's Party President Sebastian Kopulande has challenged the ruling party, asserting that his party has the most robust development agenda for Zambia. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Kopulande believes his party's vision for Zambia's development is unmatched, focusing on economic transformation, good governance, and national unity. He says his development agenda prioritizes industrialization, entrepreneurship, and value addition in key sectors like mining and agriculture. He further added that he aims to unite Zambians behind a shared vision for prosperity. Still in local stories, the Alliance Council of Bishops has condemned the lifting of the ban on the export of maize and millet products by the government of Zambia. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Council spokesperson Bishop Charles Piri says the decision to allow the export of the stock of maize the Zambian people currently have is not in the best interest of the Zambian people, because there is need to maintain current stocks to avoid shortages on the coming harvest season. Bishop Piri says going by the simple law of supply and demand, there is need to ensure that there is more than enough maize stock in order for the price of maize and millet meal to continue reducing as it is very high. He has called upon the government of Zambia to maintain the current stocks of maize and stock up more during the coming harvest and maize selling and buying season to address the extremely high prices of the commodity in the country.
Have had some deficits in terms of the step of which is made. And I want to believe that making a decision to export what is already in stock may not be the wisest decision. Simple economic principle is that the more you have, the less the price. You know, the rule of supply and demand must take effect. This is one thing where the government is failing to actually implement what has been taught in schools, universities, the theory of supply and demand. Why sell?
Governance and human rights advocate Wesley Mianda has weighed in on the recent changes introduced by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, which has set April 15th as the commencement date for the payment of presidential nomination fees ahead of the 2026 general election. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Mianda has noted that the move marks a departure from the traditional electoral timeline, where presidential nominations were conducted simultaneously with those of members of parliament, mayors and councillors. Mr. Mianda has emphasized the need for greater transparency and stakeholder engagement, urging ECZ to conduct widespread consultations with political parties, civil society organizations, church bodies, and traditional leaders. He warns that without adequate sensitization, some aspiring candidates who may not yet have the financial resources could feel disadvantaged if deadlines are not clearly communicated. He has further called on ECZ to clarify the nomination fee amount and specify the closing date for payment, arguing that sufficient time should be allocated to ensure inclusivity. The National Union of Public and Private Educators of Zambia, NUPES, has backed the management of Matero Boys Secondary School for suspending over 200 pupils who skipped classes on a scheduled day of prayer. NUPES Executive President Victor Muyumba described the students' actions as unacceptable and said the school was right to take firm action against such open disregard for authority. Mr. Muyumba added that school rules exist for a reason and must be observed by all learners. While supporting the suspensions, NUPES is appealing for leniency in further actions to avoid permanently harming the students' academic progress. The union has emphasized the need for order in schools, saying learners must understand that actions have consequences. However, discipline should also allow for reform, giving erring students a chance to return with renewed responsibility. NUPES is calling on all Zambian schools to enforce rules strictly, creating a conducive learning environment. Now, government has reaffirmed its commitment to youth empowerment and community